Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives Blog Talk Radio Show. Before we start with the show, I want to make sure you check out the blog at divadoul.com, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio under Diva Days of Our Lives, where all our shows and celebrity interviews are listed. And be sure to check out all the Day of Days interviews that we've done. I think Carrie has most of them up. And we're also on Facebook at Diva Days of Our Lives, and Carrie Mesner, the Diva, has her fan page. And we're also on iTunes and Twitter at Diva of Dole. And I think we have Anna here with us. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
And you're
how are you?
At
Kazi Hooch.
Yeah, and Carrie's at Diva of Dole, and I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama Hooch. And our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka are on Twitter and Facebook, and also at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis, and at Guilt Trip USA is Ian Buchanan. So how are you tonight, Anna? I guess we'll get right into the show.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've been coughing some, so I'm having to mute myself.
Yeah,
a little bit.
So am I. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's not. I don't have a cold, but I don't know. It's just the dry air or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
yep.
I don't know how much of the show you've seen, but I just have to say, this past week has been like phenomenal. It's like,
oh, I know.
I can't believe the writing has just. I mean, every storyline. It's one of those edge of your seats,
mm-hmm.
like I was emotionally drained
yes.
after the one show. It's like, oh,
yes.
stop it. I can't take this anymore.
I made it all the way to the point of Ben and Will, that end of that scene, you know, those scenes that we'll get to in a little bit, I'm sure. But I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
emotionally
oh my gosh, I'm dying to see the rest of it, but I ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I gotta watch it after late tonight or
something. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
One of the best weeks, and the one day is one of the best days. I mean, and it was the day that we had the Ben thing with, you know, and the whole thing with Abe, and then the whole thing with the Damiras. So it was like these
mm-hmm.
three different storylines all going along, and they
Abe
were all
Condre
and Chandre and the two A's, as I like to call them, Abby and Andre. yeah, though that whole dynamic with the Damiras and the whole thing with
mm-hmm.
Will, Sammy, and Ben, and all that whole story. And the whole story with Theo getting shot and all the aftermath that's affecting everybody, including the Hortons, the Damiras, and the Bradys. So that whole thing is just overflowing into all the different relationships. And
that's an umbrella
that all
story,
ties
right?
In.
Those are umbrella stories.
And right there, right, exactly. What it's done to all the couples, and
mm-hmm.
like we really the only maybe two happy couples in Salem right now, and is probably Doug and Julie and Chad and Abby, and Chad and Abby's kind of going at it now because of the whole. So I don't know how much longer Chad and Abby are going to be happy. So I think it's like Doug and Julie have become the Alice and Tom. They're the only ones
yeah.
that aren't cheating on each other or aren't fighting or whatever. yeah, anyway, so, but yeah, I think that's they've taken over that Tom and Alice,
mm-hmm.
you know, reputation. So, but anyway, so maybe we can
pick a
storyline, and who should we start with? Which story should we start with? Should we start with the Damiras, the best part, or should we save
sure.
the best? We may make sure to start with the best, I guess. Or save the best for last? I don't know.
I was going to save the best for last. Well, I mean, it kind of depends on the best, you know. It's like, we could talk about Theo, I guess, and then kind of go from there. Maybe you're, like,
yeah, because that ties in with
the
Damiras, actually. Yeah.
It ties in with
the whole Theo aftermath.
From there, yeah.
Basically, it has affected every storyline. Just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every couple
every relationship.
Every family. Right.
Yep.
So, yes, of course, Theo, you know, got shot, and we all know that, that Kate had hired Theo to do it. She tried to stop him, but didn't get to him
break
in time.
In, to try to break in.
Right,
hired
to break
him to get
in.
Shot, but,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, no, no, no. She tried, hired him
to break,
break
into the
in.
Warehouse where they thought they were getting, where they thought they were getting hacked or whatever.
Yeah, and she's trying to find out who's doing all the hacking, who's the insider that's doing this. Of course, everyone thinks it's Andre. But then again, Kate kind of believed him, but Chad has never believed him. So we had that whole thing, and Jade, I guess now they've sent him off for therapy or something. I think he's going to be getting some kind of therapy, the last I think we saw of Theo. And so they, let's see, so JJ is still, like, broken up over this. And so he says to Lonnie, I can't see you anymore. So they have this breakup. And, of course, Lonnie doesn't really want to break up with him.
She says,
but
we
but
love
she can't understand
each
why.
Other.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh. And again, then I can see the mix-up here going. Then you see Gabby and Eli having disagreements and words because Eli is getting on JJ, and he brought up the whole, you know, do you really think he would have shot him if he wasn't a black kid in a hood? And Gabby was saying, yes, oh yeah, that was that whole thing was brought up. And Gabby says, well, you know better. That's not JJ, and you can't say that. And she says, you shouldn't think that way. I mean, so they had that disagreement there. She was sticking up for JJ. So then she kind of leaves Eli and she goes to see JJ and she brings him something to eat and she hugs him and they're talking and I'm there. And you know that Lonnie just broke up with JJ. So guess who Lonnie's probably going to run into sooner or later? Eli, which she did see Eli, but they haven't really talked or anything like that. She saw him at the, they did have a candlelight vigil. I don't know if you saw that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's another one. Yeah, that was Friday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Friday's show. They had a candlelight vigil where Claire said it, you know, just like a to pray for him. And she sang a song. And they lit candles, and Lonnie was there. And
it was sweet
James
when she
Reynolds
took in the
began.
Song.
Yes,
she wrote the song for him.
Like, wrote the song. And then she did sing some of that again. And then Abe got up and spoke about his son and my boy. And, oh, my gosh, it's just like rips your heart off.
Oh,
and I tell you what, he made me cry again. I'm sitting and he's made me cry, and Ari Zucker makes me cry. This is too much. Always make me cry. But anyway, that was just so heartfelt and then there was Valerie was blaming herself. She still feels that she did something to cause the embolism that he had. But Abe's not blaming her or anything. But so they had some good scenes. Kind of where we're at with Theo. He's kind of like he's still like in a coma. And so I don't know. I think they're going to be sending him away to some kind of special hospital place or something. So whether
it
Theo comes back
doesn't
at
the
point
actor
in time.
Aren't they changing the actor out or something? So.
They might be. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
About that. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because I know that actor for some reason or another. I don't know what all went down there, but
okay.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But because I thought he was an excellent actor, I don't know how you can get anybody that
yeah.
much better. But anyway, I thought he did a great job as Theo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we have that, so you can see how Theo's getting shot has affected Lonnie and JJ, Eli and Gabby, Valerie and Abe, and then all the other relationships that Abe and Jennifer, you know, they're all kind of like lashing out. Oh, and then another aftermath of that is Abe demanded that Hope fire JJ. And she said, she said no because and she says it's not because it's special treatment that she's doing the investigation just like any other commissioner or just like he would do. You know, you have to follow certain.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafe agreed with her there. Rafe had agreed with her, but Abe was having none of it, so he fires Hope. So then Rafe comes in. And Rafe says, oh, I'll go talk to Abe. I'll tell him this is a big mistake, you know. He can't let JJ, he can't fire, because they were worried if he fires JJ and he doesn't follow the, you know what I mean, it's going to look bad for him that he's just a distraught father. He's not, as the mayor, he's not following the rules. So he goes and talks to Abe. Well, Abe's adamant that, no. But finally he convinces him, okay, I see what you mean. I'm not, okay, well, I won't get rid of JJ. We'll follow the rules. But on one condition, you, Hope is still fired and you're the commissioner. Well, Rafe just jumped on that like a, okay. So he comes back and he tells Hope what happened.
That went over
well. She's real happy. Well, first of all, she's real happy. Okay, JJ, you know, okay, great. He's not, you know, firing JJ, and that means I have my job back. He said, no, he made me commissioner. She said, she turns around. He, what? And you accepted? well, yeah. So that led to a lot more things coming out in that relationship.
A lot of
a lot of
fighting bit right there.
Yes, and that I have to say, that were some great scenes between Christian and Galen.
Yeah,
Galen,
they were.
Galen stepped it up maybe one notch, one or two notches, I guess. Two, right? Yeah. There's a little bit some emotion coming
up. You won't
up.
Give it to him, will you?
Sorry,
you
Galen, but
you
know. You
just can't give it to him. Oh,
well, and what I love, I said, that's right, Rafe, you are no Bo Brady. And Hope just more or less told him that. Hope.
Ouch.
Yes, because more or less he brought it out. Come on, why don't you want to get married? And she's telling, at first she's saying, oh, yeah, it is because, he says, it's because of Bo, right? Because I'm not Bo. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's right, Rafe, you're not Bo. Anyway, so she's saying, yeah, you know, that's what it is. And so they break it off.
She tried to give him that lame line that men usually give, like, where, oh, we're happy the way we are. Let's not mess with things. And he's like, well, I thought we'd be married now. And blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you never have wanted to marry me, have you? And she's like, no, you mentioned it.
And it's all because
so
of Bo,
like,
right? I'm never going to be Bo.
So this just triggered this whole cascade of things in their relationship that came crumbling down, you know, tumbling down after that.
Rope is over. Yes. I've been waiting for this for. Yes. Because you're so boring. Yay. Anyway. And I keep thinking, maybe. They keep talking about Bo. And they're, maybe. You know, Ron is one for bringing people back. So, you know,
we'll see.
But anyway, I that's true. But then it came where then Jen came in, had a talk with Hope, and she finally admitted she really, really, truly loves Rafe, that she's afraid of getting hurt, that something is going to happen to Rafe, and she's going to have to go through that whole pain of losing someone she loves. So Jennifer says, well, you have to tell him. Well, in the meantime... I don't know if you...
Oh, and she did get Rafe on his butt again about how he took off following his ex-wife, out of town to find, you know.
Well,
she brought that up.
That was a little forewarning there of things to come. Yeah, so he's feeling down and out walking around the thing, and we'll have to get to that storyline. And Sammy's feeling, because she's been rejected by Will because of what had gone on. And so they kind of end up... wah-wah to each other. And he walks her back to her apartment, and they go through all the... Sammy explains everything that she did and all that. And he said that he broke up with Hope, and she was surprised. And she said, but it's a little weird, are we? Because really, that was her aunt through marriage. That was her aunt through marriage, and now her aunt is sleeping with her ex-husband. And, you know, that's kind of... She said, that always was kind of weird anyway, or something. And so they're there, and they almost kissed. They kissed, and then they... pulled back a little bit and talked, but then right at the end, they went in and they're kiss. In the meantime, I don't know, I'm thinking Hope's on her way over because she wants to talk
probably.
You know, it's never in time, so.
Of course.
So that's what, but I just, I'm there, yes, no more rope. So anyway, so now we can maybe, can segue into the whole Will and Sammy and what mm-hmm. did you say? Did you said you saw some of that? Did you want to talk about that?
Well, of course, you know, Will doesn't remember anybody, and he throughout the week he met with different people, and like that it was adorable when he was reunited with Ariana. So sweet.
Right.
But you know, he hates it that he doesn't remember her. And he handled her really well. And it was so adorable how she ran and hugged him. Like, at first she didn't want to talk to him. And then he said something to her, like, and then she just goes running and hugs him. And the old girl's good. Those twins are really good. So everybody can still tell he can't really, you know, doesn't remember anything. And so, and I guess, let's see. So Chad, going back to the beginning, early in the week, Chad is the one that tells Kate that Will's alive.
Yeah.
And that was really touching. And then she decides she needs to go collect herself because she's just blown away. And then she's dealing with Theo. She's all upset about Theo and knowing what she did to help him get in that situation. And then, so she's out in the park bench, the famous park bench, sitting there, and she's crying, and somebody offers her a handkerchief, and turns out it's Will, and she's, like, elated, and of course hugs him and everything, and then she's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's pretty too much, since I know you don't know who I am, and so they talk, and she just, you know, it was really sweet, their interactions. And then she said, well, I'll leave you. You know, I know you're overwhelmed by everything and all, and I don't want to do that. But just, you know, really thankful you're alive. And, you know, it was just really sweet. And then later on, you know, I thought it was kind of funny. Nobody has seen Lucas since he got back from Memphis.
Where's Lucas?
Yet he's passed out on a bench in the Horton Town Square. So, people weren't looking very hard, apparently, for Lucas. So
but Will ends up in the park.
Kate tells him about Lucas. He has seen
pictures.
But she explains to him how he's fallen off the wagon and everything. So Will has some forewarning. So he thinks this stranger passed out on the bench in the town square is his, is just a stranger, then realizes it's Lucas, it's his dad. And so it was so funny because of all those sightings that Lucas had while he was supposedly hallucinating when he was drunk. And this time he's like, why do you keep doing this to me? And Brian was great again. And then, so finally Will grabs his bottle and booze, and Lucas can feel his hand, and he's like, you're real, you know. And also then they have this amazing reunion. I thought Brian again did an amazing job. And of course Will's having Chandler's having to play down everything because he doesn't remember, his character doesn't remember anything. But I thought Brian did a great job in those scenes again. And so they have a reunion, and then meanwhile back at the ranch, I remember seeing this earlier in the week in the forefront of the camera at one point over at Marlena's and John's. They had these books with like all these sticky notes on them, plastic post-it note flags. Post-it flags
that
and I was
read
like,
it
going,
in her
oh,
book.
I was like going, gee, I've done that before with like recipe books and stuff. I was like, so I actually noticed that before it ever happened. And then turns out that Marlena tells John later that she'd been researching. Then she realizes, why was that book on the coffee table and open? I didn't know.
Right.
Well, of course, when they left Sammy unattended, she must have read about what Marlena was researching. And Marlena was researching historically, unusual ways that people got their memories back and how to help facilitate that and so on. So Sammy saw the one where you recreate the point at which the trauma occurred to lose your memory in the first place. And she gets the bright idea to pop Ben out of the psych ward again. And so she hires a couple of goons to go get him. Takes him to, I don't know if it's a hotel or her room or what, but anyway, they bring Ben.
I think it was the old apartment. that he had, the old apartment where the actual place where he strangled
they
Will.
They eventually got there, but I didn't think. Oh, okay, maybe that's where that room was. I don't know. Anyway, but I noticed.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
so
what
then
thought,
what her plan is? Basically, they had some good scenes. Sammy and Ben had some really good scenes, and basically,
and let me tell
you. Okay, go ahead.
Robert Scott Wilson tied up with a gag. Okay. sitting in that chair tied up. The gag is okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
Woo.
He was hot. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He was intense. Let's say, yeah. Although, I'm thinking Batty Ben is not so batty anymore. It's Batty Sammy or whatever you want to call it. Psycho Sammy. That's
Yeah. So Sammy tells him she concocts this scheme. She sends the goons on their way, and they're like, "Are you sure you want to be left with this guy?" And she pulls out a gun. She says, "Oh, I'll be fine." So, you know, even though this guy is broken out of a psych hospital twice now and everything is like, and killed several people, it's like, "Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. Just leave me here alone with him." So then she hired, I mean, like, if she's got all this Demira money, she could have hired a few more people to stay with her. But anyway, so. She says, oh, and at one point she's rambling on to him, and Marlena keeps calling her, so she finally has to take the call, and she's right in the middle. She goes, "Yeah, I'm in Demira, and I'm going to make your life miserable, and if you don't do what I want you to do, then, you know, you're going to find out just how cushy your life really is with those slippers and your tranquilizer shots and everything in the hospital. That's going to be a cakewalk, you know, compared to what you're going to be dealing with." And she was just joking. She's like, "And your art therapy." And then Marlena calls again. She goes, "I've got to take this. She's not going to leave me alone." She takes it. She goes, she comes back. Marlena's like talking to her. And then she hangs up and she comes back. She goes, "Where was I?" And the big guy goes, "Art therapy." I love him. I'm like, I need to see that guy more. He's funny. The way he said it, she's like, "Where was I?" And he goes, "Art therapy." I love that line. I love stuff like that. That just cracks me up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he didn't have much to say,
I know. But I thought he impressed me in that line. He really did.
Yeah.
You got to keep that guy. That's like kind of like Pete the bartender was. You know, it's like, gosh, where did Pete go when he left? Anyway, So basically they go and they kidnap Will. And the plan is her plan is she gets him situated over at his old apartment and set up with the stupid red tie, and she's got a gun on him, and she's basically setting him up to reenact him killing Will, and then I guess to stop short of actually killing him again. And then hopefully that would trigger his memory. And so they bring him back to this place. He wakes up, and all of a sudden this, you know, Ben is on top of him trying to kill him. And I don't know, it seemed like some stuff was going on in his brain. They were trying to make it look like some things had gone on
in
his brain.
He was remembering, he was flashing back and seeing Ben doing it back then. That's why Sammy kept thinking he was getting he sure was strangling him for an awful long time.
My gosh, that was excruciating. I was like, seriously.
I was
going
to say, how long
does
it take
painful
to strangle somebody?
I was
going to
say, getting worried here that he's going
to
go ahead and kill him again. And so, you know, Sammy is in the
other room, and
she's got the gun on him. She's trying to watch. I don't know how any mother could stand in the other room, even though how desperate she is to get his memory back, and listen to that, knowing that guy has killed other people. It's crazy.
Right.
Anyway, so, and of course, in the meantime, Marlene is sitting there with John going, "Well, I'm glad Sammy realizes that we need to just give him space, and Will needs his time to get his brain, my memory back. And, you know, I'm just so glad that she's just relaxing tonight and she's not kidding." Meanwhile, Sammy's concocted this whole crazy scheme. So then finally, Ben just stops. He's like, I can't do this anymore. And then, of course, he's trying to ruin Sammy. And he's like, basically like, "Your mother's the one, Sammy, your mom, Sammy is the one that wanted me to do this. I didn't want to do it. You're my friend. And I felt horrible when I hurt you before, and I don't want to keep hurting you," and all this. So that's where I ended it. I didn't see anything after where Sammy comes around the corner again, and he's been saying that to Will. So I don't know what happened after that yet. I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay. And of course, Will is like, what? You know, he's like furious at Sammy. Like, why would you do this?
Yeah.
You're my mother. Yeah. And you're, oh, they're like everybody that's talked to him about Sammy, my mom, like Susan is right. You are crazy. And, you know, I don't want anything to do with you. And in the meantime, Lucas is trying to get, oh, he runs into Chloe. And Chloe doesn't believe him. Chloe just thinks, oh, you know, I saw Will.
Well,
yeah, and they took him away. Will was kidnapped.
Will's alive.
Yeah. So so he finally ends up at John and Marlena's, and they come in, and he's talking, and, you know, they're trying to make sense of all what Lucas is saying, because they, well, see, at the time, Chloe didn't know Will was alive. Well, but John and Marlena do, and they know Sammy.
Right.
And then they kept saying, you know, these two guys, they kidnapped Will, and then all of a sudden, of course, Marlena sees that book, puts two and two together, and she said, oh, my God. She's going, she had Will, you know what I mean? She's doing that. She's, this is that. That's what happened. We have to find her or whatever. So in the meantime, Will, as Lucas and John and Marlena are just trying to figure out what they're going to do, Will comes home, and he, what happened? That crazy bitch, he calls him. He said, that crazy bitch tried to kill me again. Marlena's face went like, oh, my God. And John is just like, are you, you know. So and Lucas says, what? And he's screaming it, you know. And then all of a sudden, Sammy comes in. So then you have them all in there. And Sammy is screeching away like she always screeches.
And it's like a,
you know,
I get a feeling there was a Jerry Springer vibe going on at this point in the scene.
Oh, he said, I never want to get my memory back because then I have to remember that you're my mother and I don't want any memories of that. Oh,
oh
that
gosh.
Was the blow that, yeah, that just, that's what got Sammy. And John even said, Sammy, it's time to go. You've got to leave now.
Oh,
and even Marlena
dear.
Said, Sammy, you need to leave. You know, because none of them agreed with what she did.
Gosh.
You know, so that's when
normal
Sammy's in
would.
The Morton Square and she's brave. Yeah, no, because that was really over. That's even over the top for Sammy,
but then again, for
Sammy, that's even bad for Sammy. So she's all upset because now she thinks, oh, my God, will I ever get Will back now? And, of course, that's when she runs into Rafe. And then and the spoilers coming up next week is that they do sleep together. So I don't know how. We know it's not going to go real far because I don't think Allison Sweeney's staying for any length of time. But you never know. Could
be
wrong.
Long enough to,
you know,
to ruin Rope.
Long enough. Rope. Yeah. As long as they ruin, as long as she, that's, if that's the one good thing about Sammy coming back, then okay. We'll back
and
broke
know,
up
you
Rope.
You know people are going to be blasting her. Remember how the whole grief sex thing? It was after they thought Johnny had died. Remember? And now she thinks she's lost Will again. And so she jumps in bed with Rafe.
Anyway, so there's that. I think we pretty much covered the Will crazy. That was pretty intense. It was always good to see, you know, and they haul off crazy Ben again. But I'm hoping Ben can be redeemed a little bit. Or I don't know. But you don't want him redeemed because he's good as the nut guy.
I like it.
He's good as the nut guy.
Every so often, and like he.
Yeah,
to
terrorize somebody. He's the new,
everybody,
you know. Yeah, he's the new one to bring back to terrorize. Yeah. So I like how they keep bringing, like, some different people back just to, you know, stir the pot, you know, or so. So, anyway.
And then,
so I guess
the Kate and Andre thing, though, is, you know, that she basically admits to him, confesses to him, so is he going to keep the secret?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, before that, before he confesses, he's over with Chad in the mansion, and Chad still has his doubts about Andre. So Eli comes in and wants to talk to Andre because they got Theo's phone records, and Andre had called Theo
two or three times
and just left him a message and said, I need your help with something. But Theo never called him back. There's no record of Theo returning the call. So Andre said, well, that's no, you know, it's suspicious right away. Okay. But then Chad is suspicious of Andre. He says, well, why didn't you tell us in the first place that you called him? He says, well, nobody asked.
They got on him.
Like, he says, and it wasn't important because
he never
Theo
me
didn't
back.
Return my call. never called me back, right. So it's no importance, you know. But, of course, Eli's alluding to the fact that it is and that there was no other phone call. Well, in the meantime, when their chat is just, like, blasting away at Andre, Kate walks in, you know, and, well, what's going on, and, you know, and they're saying all this, and she's listening and not saying a word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Chad's there, okay, I had enough. I'm throwing, you know, he's throwing Andre out of the house. He says,
and
Andre says,
like,
what do
that.
You mean? Yeah, yeah, well, and Abigail finally came in too and heard it. And Andre says, what? I've been here longer than you. You know, this, what do you mean throwing me out of my, this is my house too, and I've been here longer than you. And Abigail's trying to say, no, convince him right then and there that, oh, you know, you don't have any proof. I mean, Chad was just like, ugh. I was just like upset with Chad. I said, okay, Chad, you know, no
mm-hmm.
loyalty there at all. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
of course, there again, Kate's like, nothing. She's not saying anything. So they're just,
she's
Abigail and Chad are kind of going. Oh, yeah, she's not saying a word. And although she has this distrust, because even Chad said, Kate, what's the matter? Because
she's
awful. Like all.
Yeah,
she looked awful.
She looks like,
and she's
gonna
oh,
die.
It's
yeah.
just everything. It's this whole thing. I just saw Will,
right.
and I'm so upset about Theo. You know, so she played that off like, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
what she was upset for. So Chad and is just, he says, pack your bags or whatever, and he gets mad. And, well, Abigail goes, follows him upstairs because she's still trying to convince him to please don't throw Andre out of the
mm-hmm.
house. He belongs there. And so it leaves Chad, it leaves Andre and Kate alone. And Andre says, oh, he says, you know, he's done this to me before, kicked me out of the house. He says, but this one really hurts. Then he sits down in the chair. And he has this sad little puppy dog face. And Kay says, oh, I can't do this anymore. The guilt is so bad, I have to tell someone. He said, she said, it was me, Andre. She said, it was me. And he said, what? It was me. I'm the one that hired Theo to do that. And and he stands up, and he's, of course, and he's all upset.
How
and,
could
you
know, do that
and
to my
let
brother?
Me,
and, you know.
How could you do that to my brother, and you let me go? And he says, and you threw me under the bus. I mean, and you didn't, you know, you let me take the fall, and blah, 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 blah. And he's, you know, and he says, I'm going to go right up. And he was going to go up, and, you know, you think, oh, some, go ahead, Andre, go tell on her. You know, but I thought, So he stopped short of doing this, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. Maybe Andre might be her hero and might just help her. But in the meantime, you see Abigail and Chad up in the bedroom, and she's working her charms on Chad. He's there. Oh, he says, this time I never can say no to you. And he says, but this time I have to. So at first you think, okay. But finally, I can't remember exactly what all she said, but she did finally convince Chad to like keep Andre, you know. So he comes down and tell, and you think, oh, now, you know, Andre's going to tell him. He says, well, Andre, you can stay. And Andre goes, what? You know, say that again? What? Yeah, you can stay. So you think that he's going to tell, but he did not. He did not tell.
Yay.
So and later they left, and he's there. She's there. You didn't tell, he says, more or less, no, but it's almost no, but now your ass is mine. You know, this is what I'm
uh-huh.
saying. Yeah, Andre, you can just about have anything you want now.
We're now tearing up the rules of our marriage. The no,
you can
sex
move
rules.
Right into that bedroom right now, Andre. You should be able to do whatever you want. And he said, you know, that he under, you know, and then she made this comment to him. She says, just to let you know, I don't know if I would have done the same for you. And he says, oh, I know.
I know you.
I'm there. Oh, boy. He's letting her know that, you know, he knows
uh-huh,
what went on. And
uh-huh.
he has that honor. And he knows that he went, I'm there. There were some, it's just some really good back and forth. That love,
uh-huh.
that love-hate relationship that they
yes.
have. Back
yes.
and forth
oh, yes.
with each other. So they're
oh yeah.
And more or less
mm-hmm.
he's saying, well, now we have to work together to find out. And she says, I believe that you weren't, you know, the one. And he says, well, we have to work together to find out who is doing this, like with Demira. So, and there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of a lot of good lines in there and just a lot of back and forth with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I kind of like the idea that he didn't, you know, turn her in and throw her under the bus.
He
showed another side of him again. It's like he's her hero, you know, and he stood up for her. And I also like that other layer of Kate admitting that Kate Roberts would have probably never done that. You know, she would have just, well, she, you know, she did let him take the blame for everything if it, you know, if she didn't finally. But she had, the only one person that she confided in, and it was Andre, which you would thought would be the last person that she would have confided in. So I kind of like that, too. That she, I don't know, she, maybe she had some feeling that, that he would help her. So I thought that was pretty neat. So I had some some good scenes there. So I don't know what will be coming up now between them. But I'm thinking, I think Andre has a new place to sleep tonight.
Hopefully we get to see some of that.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
yeah,
that would be perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
We need to see some kisses. Come on.
Well, that's what I said. We didn't see a kiss yet because they went in for the kiss, but then he pulled back. So they haven't really even, not even just a kiss. There was no kiss yet on the lips at all. So, I don't know. I'd like to see some of that, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Gosh. Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to bring a caller on. I don't know. We think we covered a lot of, mostly everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can't but think of.
Yeah, see what, I think it's Jen. Okay.
Hey. Hey, lady.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
Hey, Jen. Whirlwind week.
What a week.
Whoa, are you exhausted on this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Between days, work, and shopping, I'm done.
I agree there with the shopping and the work, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. They have got to give Robert Woods a contract. I don't care how they do it.
He's so good.
Oh, my
he
God.
Is so good. That
oh,
guy,
yeah.
I'm telling you, he is. I love him. Oh,
I thought he was good on All My Children. He knocks it out of the park on Days.
Well, and the writing's so good, too, that it's like, It's almost hard to say the writing is good. It's been so many years until recently that we could say that with complete honesty. I mean, we would go through periods of time when we liked it, but it's like been pretty consistent. I mean, we've been annoyed with some things, but the writing has been, I mean, even if it's not always the story I would like to see or whatever, I feel like they pull us in on like all, I mean, like even like there might be a couple that I'm not that interested in, but because it's an umbrella that because they have a couple of umbrella stories going on, it's like you feel like you need to watch those scenes because they're talking about something else that's going on.
Yep,
you know what I mean? In the hello?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
does that make sense?
I'm even watching Claire and Tripp, and I don't like them.
I like Tripp.
You don't like them.
I
like Tripp.
I'm liking Claire a little bit more. I really like Tripp. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just really good. It just shows you. I mean, I'm sure there will be times when I get pissed off at the writing, but it's so much better by leaps and bounds than it has been for so long. I mean, I can say we could find nice things that we liked about such and such story or whatever, but you know, this is the longest that it's been consistently great or at least good, but definitely captivating. And I mean, like to where, I mean, I hated that I had to stop because I was trying to watch the rest of that episode, Thursday's episode before I called in. And it's like, darn, I really just want to watch the rest of this episode. So, you know,
Well, you have to go back and watch it for sure. Yeah,
oh, I will. The
whole week was good, but especially Thursday and Friday.
But I mean,
that
was literally like, I was almost losing my own breath just watching it. I was just, it was so intense. And then I'm sitting there going, what in the heck is Sammy thinking? You know? It's like,
Sammy is
my
worst enemy, along with everyone else's worst enemy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is her own worst enemy, yeah.
That girl, Abby
yeah. Smelt. It's like...
Yep, it was, but yeah, it's intense, very intense. So, I mean, I guess
Did you think that was a lot, just a little bit over the top even for Sammy, like I had said before?
Like, not really, because I have been watching Sammy since day one.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Although John and Marlena didn't look, you know, John was like, oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a chick who sold her little sister on the black market.
True, yeah. And she was a lot younger then, yeah.
Yep.
So.
It's like, oh, dear God, what's she doing now? Mm-hmm. But it's like, and James Reynolds and Brian DeTillo so need to get an Emmy. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they
know.
Better get a nomination,
oh,
if not the Emmy. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I am saying that.
What?
On One Life, Ron did a story like this when a young kid was in a coma. I'm praying he brings back Theo a lot sooner than he did Matthew.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the downside is when they end up in the coma for months. Lordy.
Yeah, because, like, he did waste a chance because Bob Woods and Hillary B. Smith and Eddie
mm-hmm.
Anderson courtroom gold, and he blew that chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray he does not do that with Abe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, James Reynolds has been just, outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's finally getting a much-deserved front-burning storyline.
Storyline,
yes.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. And I love him and Valerie together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm somewhat super. Well, yeah, I mean, they're growing on me. They're growing on me because I was such an Abe and Lexi fan that it's hard for me kind of to, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have seen Faye Walker, you know, so I've kind of had to, it's been slower for me, but they're growing on me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely. And I think this whole, oh my gosh, this storyline has just been, oh my goodness. I'll bet you James just probably didn't know what to do with himself when he saw the scripts. Like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, me? Are you sure you don't have somebody else the wrong name on here? That's awesome. I mean, I liked it several years ago when he had the, he was running for mayor. That was a good storyline. I enjoyed that. So it's just so nice when they're, I mean, I guess the thing is, it's nice because, like, this week we even got a lot of Kate, which we don't always get.
Yeah.
So I love that Kate and Andre were on.
She's involved
in them. You know.
Right.
So I'd say there's more balance. Dare I say the B word? I think there's more balance, maybe, that you don't feel like. I mean, I do feel frustrated when I don't see
there
Kate
is.
For a while. But I feel like there's more balance overall.
She's in everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, because think back to some of the characters they wrote ran into the ground. Daniel. Oh, my gosh. And even Nicole.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people love Nicole.
Kristen.
But, I mean, when Dina was writing, Nicole was always on almost every single day. Then, you know, I know you guys like Kristen and all that. But when Kristen and Brady were together, she was on almost every day. Now, I actually kind of enjoyed her appearances as Susan this time. She did a great job on that, I have to admit.
Yeah,
on Susan? Oh, yeah.
You know,
I kind of like
well,
Susan.
I can handle her in those types of doses. I just don't like it when they bring somebody back and then they're on every single day. And the ones that we're used that we love that aren't on, that then don't get on at all. So I like that they seem to be having some balance, maybe more. I hesitate to say that because
see anybody
I say that,
that's been on like every day, like you know what I mean. It
yeah,
seems
I mean,
like overall,
it seems like there's
there
been
isn't anybody.
Some good rotating of and.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really impressed. And I mean, it just goes to show you they were really smart the way they pulled, you know, they got Ron in there as the head honcho, right?
Yep.
But they gave him a support team with creative consultants that know the show and know the characters. And that also especially in
Sherry's case are known for writing great romance and great storylines. And you know, remember, oh, I don't know how long ago this was, but remember how Ken Corday would do the thing, and there's going to be lots of romance and intrigue and all. You know what? The romance and intrigue, if you have a good story, the romance and intrigue are there.
Yep.
Our actors, the cast on this show can deliver. You know, they deliver when there's crap storylines, but they can deliver with anything they're given. It makes such a huge difference when the writing is that good, that noticeably improved and different and new, that you actually, like I at first was even thinking with the whole Bonnie and, you know, the switcheroos there and all, I was kind of like, when I first heard about that, I was like, oh my God, you know, but the way they did it was actually
good.
Really entertaining, you know, and so I think that's the thing, is that in the past, there have been good stories. Like one of my favorites was the, Nick and the throwing him in the river, thinking he was dead and all that. The Cammy stuff was great. I have to give them credit for that. I think that was Tomlin. But, you know, it's like really and truly, this is the best I've seen it in a long time in terms of consistency, in terms of balance, and in terms of consistency. And I'm not feeling as nervous, I don't know about you guys, but you know how when you start hearing about people coming back, but they're not necessarily your favorites, and you're like, oh, great, they're going to take over the show, you know. Well, I like it because it seems to me that they're not hitting us over the head with any one character so much, you know.
No.
I mean, maybe Sammy right
now. And they're all come back for a purpose. They all have their purpose.
Right.
All the stories.
And
Chloe.
Even the dialogue. And honestly, I mean, I know they've changed some dialogue writers, but they still have the Coolitons, which are amazing. And I think Coolitan wrote – Caroline may have written Thursdays, and I think Richard might have been Wednesdays. But, you know, it's like they can deliver. They can deliver a great script. And I think Sydney Kelly and a couple of the others can too. So it's like all the ingredients are there. It's just the umbrella stories and the big picture and the you know, and apparently Ron does, like you said last week, Marianne talking to the, you know, so and so. It's like he does the stories. I mean, he writes them. He writes the stories. But it's just amazing that I think they finally got to a point where all the ingredients are lined up, where it's actually something that you really can't wait to see the next episode when you start watching. I mean, because sometimes I don't get to see it, and I have to kind of binge watch it, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to see the next episode now. You know, I don't want to wait till tomorrow, or you know. So it's like I'm finding that more and more, and I just have to give them kudos. They need to get a darn Emmy this year for writing too. I mean,
oh, they should. They should get for best show. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that would be great. Really, oh my gosh, that'd be so
cool. Yeah, I wanted to go back. Forgot to mention back with the Demiras and the Condre and all that. The good scenes between Abby and Andre too. We had the Condre scenes with Chad and also Abby, and they gave each other a hug. You know, thanks for having my back. And she says, well, you always have my back. And it's like, oh, I just love that whole dynamic between those two. Or just
I love
they have like
friendship.
That special relationship. Yeah, friendship that they have.
What did you think of the tail end of Friday?
The tail end of what?
Friday. What happened on the tail end of Friday?
Oh, yes. Yes. Do you want to? Yeah, I remember. Do you want to say what happened? Or who came back?
Is it okay?
Is that what you mean?
Because I know one of you haven't seen it yet.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Somebody rode in on a motorcycle.
What's
who
that?
Who rode out in a motorcycle? Anna.
Oh.
Who would have rode in on an owner who's back?
I would say it wouldn't be Bo because he's dead, but I would say it's his kid.
One of them.
Yeah. One of them.
Huh? Yeah. Sierra?
Sierra. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She rode in and Tripp and Claire were there, and she took off her helmet and shook out her hair.
So badass Sierra is back.
Yep.
Badass Sierra. I'm thinking it's going to be more attitude and more, more personality a little bit
more.
More
sass.
Yeah.
More sass.
success. That's, I guess that's what we're hoping for. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Just like how they reintroduced Bo in the 90s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When Bo came back.
Bo came back. Well, Bo came back. Remember, he had the motorcycle when he came back to try to rescue Hope from Marion Hayden, was it? Was that the story?
Yeah, but
before he died?
Yeah, when he came back in the 90s, he came back on a motorcycle.
Oh, I love that.
They did a whole promotion about him coming back to the song, I Need a Hero.
Oh, yeah.
I Need a Hero, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's riding in on his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
Yeah.
Love it.
So she's
back.
Those
touches
that
longtime fans appreciate.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then we have some spoilers out there.
When you said one of Bo's children, it reminded me, I happened to notice when I was fast-forwarding through the commercials, the NBC commercials, I rewound it and looked back, and Rachel Melvin was on Chicago Med, I think, this week.
So,
if anybody's listening and they want to see that, she was on. She's playing, looks like she was playing a mother that, or a pregnant woman who was refusing treatment for her baby or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm pretty darn sure it was Rachel Melvin. So anyway, it just caught my eye because I was fast forward and I was like, oh, I got to stop and look and see if that's who that was. So shout out for Chelsea if anyone listening wants to see that.
Yeah. Well, the other child is coming back too. Bill and Sean are coming. Yeah, Sean D. He'll be back.
Oh,
Sean will be coming back, Oilers.
Yeah.
And also there's a spoiler out there that Paul and Sonny kiss. Not Paul and Sonny. Paul and Will kiss.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I think Sonny might, you know, they're all thinking it's going to be that triangle that way. It might be the other way. So, I don't know. That should be interesting.
I just misunderstood you. You said Paul and Will. Okay.
Will.
Wow. All right.
Paul and Will.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. No. So I don't know how the context of that, what that's going to be. But that's a spoiler out there. There's a picture of it. Showed a picture of them.
Yeah.
So.
And I saw they're bringing Laura Horton back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
I want Mike.
They might as well bring Bill.
On Mike.
Yeah, they haven't. Been a while since they brought Bill back.
Oh, Mike.
Well, that's Lucas's.
Yeah, if it's Michael Weiss playing Mike, I'm happy with that.
Take either
Michael,
one.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it when that Rourke guy was playing. So
I loved him. He was awesome.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know. I don't know anything about him because I missed during those years. But anyway, my throat's about to give out. I've been coughing.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to the end, so. I think we covered just about. Those were basically this week was the whole storyline because I don't think there was much. There was nothing on with Brady and Cassie and that whole.
Or the curiosities
about Cassie.
Anything, yeah.
I mean, yeah, Eve. I mean, Brady and Eve, and there wasn't too much of that on. So I don't know when that'll be coming up. But I think those were the main storylines there. And of course, Kristen just made that one appearance in her red dress, and she hasn't been on since. So.
That's right.
I want.
And we do have Zoom coming.
Teo
is Vivian.
You what?
What's that?
I want to see Teo
and
her.
Oh, I do too. I do too. Yes. They have to have Andre and Kristen. Come on. If he stays true to history, they've got to have scenes together.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah.
Can you imagine that triangle? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That might make Katie girl a little jealous there, you know.
Bring Anna into the mix.
Yes. And then bring it. Oh gosh, yeah. All three
and then
of them
Roman?
Fighting over Andre.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, because we got Anna and Roman and Kate.
Yeah.
That little group there,
And Roman and Kate and Kristen have a bit of a history too.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that.
She's the one who brought
Kristen
him
Anna.
Back when he was sick. She brought him back to Salem to break up John and Morena.
Yeah, and then you could always throw in Tony
back?
Somewhere
what?
There.
Wait, what?
Kristen brought Roman back to try and break up Don and Marlena. Roman was very sick.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. And Roman
saw that's when she brought Roman back.
Yeah, that's when Josh Taylor took over.
Okay, because that must have been my decade and a half break from, because I kind of tuned in off and on in the 90s, but like periodically, but not really regularly. I watched it all through the 80s, and then I came back in like 2006, and I'm going, wait, why is Chris Kosachek working as a policeman?
And why are they calling him Roman?
And for the longest time, I could not figure that out.
I know. It's still hard to get used to.
Always be Chris Kosachek to me, but no, anyway. But yeah, it's a while. But
you know who's sure he hears that a lot?
I'm sure
he gets out.
You know who should be police commissioner? Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Eric.
He's training, but then again, he could probably be an improvement over the rest of them.
Yep.
Yeah. I just hope gets her job back. Please, they cannot let Rafe be commissioner for too long.
Rafe ride off into the sunset with Sammy.
Yeah, that one. There you go. Hi, Rafe.
Hate the haters.
It's like, no.
So, Kate, so it sounds to me like Hope's going to realize she really does love Rafe, and then she's going to find her in bed, him in bed with Sammy. It sounds like we're looking forward.
That could be.
Coming up.
Yeah, I don't know if exactly, but that could be the case. So,
yeah.
And I'll rape him. Sure didn't take him long. He's real heartbroken, isn't he?
I'll buy a gallon of bleach bit. No, not bleach bit, but brain bleach. And I'll share. If that should happen.
We'll boil our eyes.
All right. Well, that's...
All right. So anything else? I think we covered mostly everything.
Yeah, I think we got most of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot. A lot going on. I don't know what will be coming up next week, so.
Tune in, right? It's doing,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah, it's doing good.
I wonder,
so.
has anybody been looking at the ratings? I haven't really looked, but I'm just curious.
I think they're up.
They are up.
I thought I heard that.
They are up?
Yeah, for days.
General Hospital are both up.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Yay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everyone.
For fun, girls. All right.
Justin, yeah.
Good chatting.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
I'm going to have to go catch up on the rest of it. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Make sure you do.
Okay.
All right.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.